Several dozen horse owners, about 60 members of Oklahoma Farm Bureau, all converging on the Oklahoma Capitol yesterday, walking the halls, urging lawmakers, both senators and the House members, to support legislation that would allow them to choose who provides dental care to their horses and other animal husbandry practices as well. We talked with Don Arms right after a rally they had at the Capitol on the fourth floor, overflow in that room of folks crowded in to listen to Representative Arms. He says that we're not talking about people here. We're talking about horses. This is a private property rights. And he says, we are not going to back down.
Well, it is, Ron. And I tell you what, it's an amazing exercise in the political process. We believe we're right. I mean, I've said this before. I believe we're right on this issue. I believe that the guys that are out there that have been to school, learned how to float teeth, and they're good at it. All these practices were developed not in vet clinics, but in universities and in places where they're trying to teach people how to take care of animals. And all of a sudden, the vets claim them. It's just like, come on, guys. You know, this isn't a vet practice. This is animal husbandry. We've been doing this for a long time. And all of a sudden, you've got a way to kind of claim it. We're pushing back. We're saying no.
So at this point, you know, it sounds like the issue of medication or prescription drugs, in effect, that seems to be the thing that a lot of the vets are hanging their head on.
Well, that's what they're hanging their head on, and it's a pretty weak hook. I'll be real honest with you. Your hat's going to fall off that hook. That's not a good argument. You know, you still got to have a valid VCPR to get drugs from a veterinarian. If a client wants me, if I'm a tooth floater, the client wants me to float teeth, he's got to go get the sedation and do that and whatever. And, you know, legally, if I'm his hired hand, I could administer it. But, I mean, it's got to have his name on the label. We're not trying to change that. That's the same thing. That's a federal issue, basically. We're not changing the drugs. We're just saying it should be legal for a guy to go float teeth that knows what he's doing and probably is good at it.
So there shouldn't be any restrictions if an independent operator, in fact, that which these guys are.
Sure. There's no restrictions on a horseshoer. Why should a teeth floater be any different? And I'm going to tell you a little something. Sometimes you see horseshoers having to sedate horses. Why aren't the vets going after them? They sure don't want to be in the horseshoeing business. But they would like to be in the teeth floating business.
Time frame on this thing?
Quick as we can go. We've got some language. Actually got Bureau of Narcotics getting a comfort level with our legislation. They're doing some work. We're embracing whatever their ideas are because we said who better to govern the drug deal. If somebody's going to look at the drugs, let it be the Bureau of Narcotics. That's the ultimate authority. And we're comfortable with whatever they say. So it's not the drugs are a non-issue for us.
State Representative Don Arms. Now, the Senate side probably will vote on this particular measure, their version of it, Senate Bill 1999, before the House will vote. The Senate could vote as early as later today on this Wednesday. It looks like the House probably won't vote until sometime next week at this point. This issue has attracted national attention. Lee McGrath is a lawyer that's worked on eminent domain and private property rights cases all around the country. He's based out of Minneapolis with the Institute of Justice. He was at the Oklahoma State Capitol yesterday, and we caught up with him about talking about 3202 and 1999.
This is an important piece of legislation. It draws a big, fat, black line between veterinary medicine and animal husbandry. In doing so, it frees those people who work on ranches and on farms. This is a jobs issue. This is who gets to choose who works and whose work and who works. For Oklahoma ranchers and farmers, they deserve the freedom to choose who works on their animals. For horse teeth floaters like Bob Griswold, they deserve the right to work.
Obviously, we've had quite a bit of controversy. We've kind of floated between a misdemeanor and felony, and I guess this bill would actually set all of that right.
It would. This is a terrific piece of legislation that Representative Arms and Senator Schultz have written. It clarifies the right to work and the right to choose.
Is it fair to say with your, you know, being here physically, being here in person at the Oklahoma State Capitol, that this has got maybe ramifications beyond our state lines?
It does. I am currently litigating a case against the Texas State Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners. What we do here in Oklahoma will have ramifications in Texas and around the country. This is a horse state. This is a cowboy state. And ensuring that horse owners and horse teeth floaters can choose and work is very important and extends beyond the borders of Oklahoma.
The Institute for Justice has gotten involved with a couple of the local teeth floaters trying to protect their right to work. According to Lee McGrath, he says that this, for the horse owners, livestock owners, this is a matter of private property rights. But for those that are trying to ply their trade, it's a matter of their ability to be able to work. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.